Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. I thank the Home Secretary for advance sight of her statement. Our thoughts are with the victims of this appalling attack and their families, as the Home Secretary quite rightly said. I join her in paying tribute to the emergency services who responded so fast, and to the brave interventions by members of the public and the train staff that prevented an even worse tragedy from occurring. They are truly heroes. This attack has horrified and shocked the whole nation. People simply travelling by train were indiscriminately attacked. The horror the passengers experienced will likely stay with them forever. Anthony Williams has now been charged. As the Home Secretary said, he had been involved in previous incidents in Peterborough and in the early hours of Saturday morning was also allegedly involved in an attack on the Docklands Right Railway in London. Will she confirm, as I've been told, that police in London knew Williams' identity following that? And if so, were Cambridgeshire police informed so they could track him down? In essence, I'm asking, were there any opportunities to have prevented this from occurring? The Home Secretary said that Williams was not previously known to the security services, counter-terrorism policing, or Prevent. Can she also tell the House if Williams was previously known to the police more widely or to mental health services? Mr. Speaker, this all comes just weeks after a murderous Islamist terror attack on a Manchester synagogue and just days after the horrendous murder of Wayne Broadhurst by an Afghan asylum seeker, both using knives. Although homicide has thankfully fallen by about 15% since 2010, and as the Home Secretary said, knife crime has fallen in recent years, every homicide and every knife attack is one too many. I saw, together with the Police Minister, the grief this causes at the funeral of a 15-year-old girl, Eliane Andam, murdered in Croydon just over 2 years ago. So, speaking in general, not in relation to this incident, does the Home Secretary agree that knife crime and knife homicide are still too high and we must do yet more? Does she agree that more knife crime offenders should go to jail? This is important because when offenders are in jail, they of course can't attack the public. Does she agree we need to ensure more people who carry knives, especially where they use them to threaten others, are jailed? I know, of course, there are pressure on prison places, but by deporting more of the 10,000 foreign nationals in prison, we could create more space. Madam Deputy Speaker, we also need to take more knives off our streets, and that means we have to dramatically increase the use of stop and search. A study this year by Professor Lawrence Sherman, the Met's former chief scientific officer, found that raising stop and search levels in London to 2011 levels would lead to a one-third reduction in knife homicide. Some people complain that stop and search is used disproportionately in relation to some groups, but when measured in relation to the offending population, the disproportionality disappears, as set out by a recent Policy Exchange study. So, Madam Deputy Speaker, we should triple the use of stop and search to get knives off our streets and introduce year-round surge policing in the top 5% of high-crime hotspots, which will, of course, include many train stations. We must also use technology more. There is work underway at the Home Office, which I know about, to develop technology to scan for knives at a distance, which it is hoped can distinguish knives from keys or mobile phones. And this, of course, could help police rapidly identify those carrying a knife in a public place. I wonder if the Home Secretary could provide an update on that development work, either straight away or, if you prefer, perhaps in writing later. Because I really do think it could make a big difference. Finally, Madam Deputy Speaker, retrospective and live facial recognition can also identify wanted criminals, including those involved in knife crime. In Croydon Town Centre, the borough which the Police Minister and I represent in Parliament, in the last couple of years, around 200 wanted criminals, including two wanted rapists and others guilty of knife crime, who would not otherwise have been caught, were arrested using live facial recognition, and crime in Croydon Town Centre, including knife crime, has gone down as a result. The images of innocent passers-by are immediately and automatically deleted, addressing civil liberties concerns. So I really do hope, the Home Secretary agrees and the Police Minister agrees that rolling out this technology nationally will have a dramatic impact on improving public safety, and they will certainly have my full support if they choose to do that. Madam Deputy Speaker, I know everyone in this House wants to see knife crime eradicated more today, I'm sure, than ever before. So I hope the House will also support the tough steps needed to eradicate knife crime, because we owe the victims of these appalling crimes actions as well as words.
Secretary. Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker, and can I thank the Shadow Home Secretary for his remarks, and in particular, as he opened his response, I know that the bravery of all of those who faced this attack on Saturday is something that has unanimous support across this House, and I thank him for the spirit in which he reflected that. He will know, in relation, as I said in my opening statement, in relation to the events in Peterborough, they are now the subject of an IOPC investigation. It's important that I don't say anything that seeks to get ahead of that, but I'm sure all of those questions will be answered in the fullness of time, and it is standard practice where there has been contact with police in the run-up to an event like this that those matters are referred to the IOPC to investigate.